Think of your relationship as a bank account. Every kind word, thoughtful gesture, and moment of genuine attention is a deposit. Every dismissive comment, broken promise, and distracted aha while scrolling your phone, a withdrawal. This isn't just a clever metaphor. It's the fundamental economics of love that determines whether your relationship prospers or goes bankrupt. The couples who seem effortlessly happy aren't lucky. They're simply making more deposits than withdrawals. Research confirms what therapists have observed for decades. We need approximately 5 positive interactions to counterbalance each negative one. That ratio explains why seemingly small hurts can rapidly erode years of goodwill, and why consistent small kindnesses create relationships that withstand life's inevitable storms. Not all deposits carry equal weight. Bringing home flowers might delight someone who values gifts, but barely register for someone craving deep conversation. The secret lies in understanding your partner's emotional currency, what relationship experts call love languages. Some partners feel most loved through words of affirmation, others through physical touch, acts of service, quality time, or thoughtful gifts. When you learn which currency your partner values most, your deposits multiply in impact. Consider this: making your partner coffee exactly how they like it, listening attentively to their work frustrations, or handling a chore they dread communicates "I see you" far more powerfully than occasional grand gestures. These small acts compound over time, like interest in a savings account, creating emotional reserves you can draw upon during inevitable challenges. The key is consistency rather than intensity. Daily deposits build relationship wealth more effectively than sporadic extravagance. Minor comments sometimes hurt deeply because they trigger accumulated wounds from a lifetime. A remark about cooking might activate feelings of inadequacy. A casual dismissal might echo childhood experiences of being ignored. Research reveals negative interactions impact us disproportionately. That 5-to-1 ratio means small hurts create outsized damage. Common withdrawals include criticism, attacking character rather than behavior, contempt, expressing disgust through eye-rolling or mockery, defensiveness, deflecting responsibility, and stonewalling, emotional withdrawal. When your partner expresses hurt, responding with "you're too sensitive" or "I was just joking" makes another massive withdrawal. True love means honoring their experience even when it differs from your intention. Relationship bankruptcy occurs when negative interactions consistently outweigh positive ones. Catastrophic withdrawals include chronic criticism, contemptuous behavior, defensive responses, emotional stonewalling, dishonesty, and taking each other for granted. Physical or emotional affairs can instantly bankrupt relationships. The most dangerous patterns begin subtly. Occasional criticism evolves into habitual fault-finding. Temporary withdrawal becomes permanent disconnection. Recognizing these patterns early allows intervention before permanent damage occurs. Recovery requires honest assessment, sincere apologies, and renewed commitment to regular deposits. Implement a temporary criticism fast, schedule positive interactions, seek professional help when needed, and rebuild trust through consistent follow-through. Relationship wealth depleted over years won't restore overnight, but even near-bankrupt relationships can often be salvaged. Here's the paradox. You can't truly love someone else until you love yourself. With positive self-esteem, you can believe your partner truly loves you. Accepting your imperfections frees you to love your imperfect partner, too. Self-esteem fluctuates throughout life. Someone might feel confident at work, but insecure romantically. Low self-worth often stems from childhood messages, previous betrayals, or difficult experiences. Improving it requires putting past negativity in perspective and recognizing that others' opinions aren't facts about you. Practice positive self-talk by replacing negative thoughts with affirming ones. When thinking, "I'm not good enough," counter it with evidence of your capabilities. Forgive yourself for mistakes. Everyone makes them. This self-compassion creates the foundation for healthy relationships where you can both give and receive love authentically. While we obsess over romantic love, "I like you" proves more crucial for lasting relationships. Love ebbs and flows, but genuine liking provides steady foundation when passion naturally wanes. This fundamental appreciation for your partner's quirks, values, and personality creates enduring bonds. True friends support without scorekeeping, genuinely enjoy each other's company, and maintain unwavering respect. When partners are genuine friends, their relationship enriches through shared interests, inside jokes, and deep understanding. This friendship foundation becomes vital during inevitable conflicts around money, intimacy, or parenting. Friends approach disagreements assuming good intentions and commitment to understanding perspectives. The strongest relationships integrate both romantic love and genuine friendship. While passion initially draws people together, steady appreciation creates relationships lasting decades. The real question isn't whether you love your partner, but whether you genuinely like them, whether you choose their company even without romantic obligation. Love isn't just emotional, it's biochemical. Falling in love creates the same chemical addiction as drugs, explaining fluttering stomachs and obsessive thoughts. Scientists identify three phases: lust, testosterone and estrogen, attraction, dopamine and serotonin creating that in-love feeling, and attachment, oxytocin forming lasting bonds. Initial intensity typically fades after 2 to 3 years, transitioning to deeper attachment, liberating couples from worrying when butterflies subside. You can actively influence your love biochemistry through diet changes, shared pleasurable activities, and deliberately engaging in romantic behaviors. Vitamin T, touch, is essential. Oxytocin released through physical contact creates bonding and becomes addictive. Handholding, hugs, and casual caresses maintain this chemical connection during busy periods. This biochemical reality means you can literally create feelings of love through intentional action, not just wait passively for emotions to strike. Your relationship is a garden you tend daily. Every conversation, touch, and moment of genuine attention either nourishes growth or lets weeds take root. Thriving couples aren't luckier. They're more intentional about making deposits than withdrawals. They understand love isn't just a feeling, it's a choice renewed through small acts of kindness, respect, and attention. Your emotional bank account is either growing or shrinking. There is no standing still. This means showing up when you're tired, choosing kindness when frustrated, and maintaining curiosity about your partner even after years together. It means apologizing sincerely, celebrating small victories, and protecting your relationship from contempt and criticism. The relationship you want tomorrow is built from the choices you make right now. What deposit will you make today? Relationship success isn't mysterious. It's built on understanding emotional economics, respecting that negative interactions outweigh positive ones, and making consistent deposits rather than sporadic grand gestures. It requires self-awareness to know your worth, empathy to understand your partner's emotional currency, and humility to recognize when you've caused harm. Cultivate genuine friendship alongside romance, because while passion ignites relationships, mutual liking and respect sustain them through decades. Work with your biochemistry by creating positive feedback loops through intentional touch and shared joy. Most importantly, make daily choices. See your partner with fresh eyes, assume good intentions, repair quickly after conflicts, and never stop making deposits. Your relationship is the sum of 10,000 small moments, each one strengthening or weakening your bond. Successful couples aren't those who never struggle. They're those who choose each other again and again, even when it's hard. What will you choose today?